Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Sunday, March 17, 2024. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is back in the Philippines after his five-day trip to Central Europe. He hailed stronger Philippine relations with Germany and the Czech Republic following his meeting with leaders of the two nations. Marcos also touted the billions of dollars worth of investment pledges for the Philippines from his trips. This week, we'll meet with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for the second visit to the Philippines of America's top diplomat. Blinken's visit comes amid continued tensions between Manila and Beijing in the West Philippine Sea. Twin developments now on media-related killings in the Philippines. Justice Secretary Crispin Remulla orders a probe into the death of a co-accused in the 2022 murder of broadcaster Percy Lapid. He directed state agents to verify the cause of death of former prisons official Ricardo Zulueta. Police say Zulueta died from a stroke in Bataan Province, where he had been in hiding. Zulueta and his former boss, the erstwhile prison's chief Gerald Bantag, are deemed by government as the masterminds in Lapid's murder. Police meanwhile arrest two suspects in the November shooting of radio journalist Juan Humalon. The government's media task force said the two were arrested Friday from a joint police operation in Calamba, Laguna. The manhunt for the remaining suspect continues. Humalon was shot dead during a live broadcast in his home-based radio station in Calamba. The Interior Department forms a special investigation team to inspect a resort in Bohol Province built in a protected area in the iconic Chocolate Hills. The agency says the task force's objective will probe possible negligence by local officials there. It adds, erring officials could either be suspended or dismissed. The Environment Department, meanwhile, is looking into other establishments in the vicinity that also allegedly carried out construction in protected areas. And finally, local oil prices are seen to slightly go up this week. This follows a rollback in pump prices last Tuesday. Estimates show motorists could shell out at least 10 centavos more for a liter of gasoline. Diesel and kerosene, meanwhile, could either see no adjustments or see a price increase of 10 centavos per liter. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.